Hi, this is writer-director Joseph Daugherty, and you're listening to the award-seeking show, TV Confidential.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Your Mercury dealer and your Lincoln dealer present The Ed Sullivan Show. Named America's number one TV variety show, starring the nationally syndicated columnist of the New York Daily News, Ed Sullivan.
Speaking of different times, remember there was something called the variety show?
Yes.
You remember... Donna remembers.
Yes.
I remember.
Red Skelton, Ed Sullivan.
Well, even going Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
Well, 1948, June 20th, 1948, was when Toast of the Town premiered.
Speaking of Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. That would later become the Ed Sullivan Show. And so, yes, there's a whole generation you reference Ed Sullivan, and nobody knows who you are talking about.
Well, we've had this conversation both on the program as well as off mic. There are certain icons where one wonders, I mean, for example, we're going to get to the time where people will say Lucille Ball. Who? I hope we never get to that.
I think Lucy, Andy Griffith, Mayberry, because, you know, like Barney Fife is still the number one character.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless what people say that, you know, a certain age demographic doesn't care for anything in black and white, Barney Fife is always like one of the favorite characters. Lucy Ricardo, not any other Lucy afterwards, is going to be that iconic.
I'm just saying.
Unfortunately, you're probably right, though. I am praying that you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong, too. I'm just saying.
But there was a time, if somebody did something crazy, silly, stupid, moronic, or just astounding, there would be some reference to, what are you, auditioning for Ed Sullivan?
Yeah.
Or something? And that's not...
Spinning plates.
Spinning plates. And you hear that music in your head and the image of the spinning plates, yeah. I mean, as very iconic. I mean, it was a pivotal part of the show Bye Bye Birdie, which people to be, you know, which with Anne Margaret. And I almost said Anne Margrock. But, you know, that was the whole, you know, I mean, the Ed Sullivan Show was presented almost like this Shangri-La, this Mecca.
Right. But in a lot of ways that was true because before Johnny Carson, if you got a 5-minute gig on the Sullivan Show, that meant you made it.
That was serious, and you had stars like the Beatles and Elvis.
Yeah.
Who, you know, especially Elvis
from the waist up.
Yeah, from the waist up, he was controversial. But then you had situations where, you know, Ed Sullivan realized, I got to get this guy in my show.
That's right.
It wasn't a matter of you know, making this guy's career.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis was already getting big.
Right.
We need to get this guy on our show.
This is keeping up with the Joneses.
Exactly.
Or the Steve Allenses or the...
And Steve Allen, you know, who was hosting the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
But NBC wanted him to have a Sunday show to compete with Sullivan. So there was a good competition in New York between NBC and CBS. Ernie Kovacs had the Tonight Show Monday and Tuesday, so Steve Allen could do something to compete with Sullivan. But, you know, Sullivan stayed around within our lifetime.
23 years.
23 years. I remember not only the spinning plates guy, but the Muppets and Topo Gigio.
Topo
Gigio, that was...
How many kids loved him?
Yeah.
Adored him.
But, you know, you got to stay up if you knew Topo Gigio was on, because that was the one, you know, you could go play during some of the crazy steps. Yeah. Oh, man.
Give me a kiss, Eddie.
Yeah, that was one of the few shows that I remember my family watching together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was more, not so much about the show, but the family bonding we had. I mean, I remember my parents thought it was a big deal for us to watch the Beatles. I was young and very disappointed that I wasn't watching Singing Insects when they came on. I was so young. And Ed Sullivan, I mean, you made it if you got a spot on his show, but how many careers did he give people? Karen Valentine was a runner-up in, I think, the Miss Teenage America contest. She didn't win. He fell in love with her. She lip-synced to a song. He brought her onto his show.
I did not know that.
That was her career.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. I mean, this little girl from, I don't remember what state she was from, but was just charmed by her and invited her on the show.
The imprint that Sullivan left, I mean, I think people still use the term really big shoe and have no idea where that came from. You know, just why would somebody show, you know, confuse presentation with footwear?
Yeah, but the amazing thing is like, we were talking a few weeks back about television personalities. Sullivan had the personality of a shoe.
Yes.
But he was...
Alan King said he could liven up a party by leaving.
Yes. Yeah. But again, I mean, he was not a personality. He was a journalist by trade, and he was not an on camera guy. But he was a shrewd guy, and as we said before, okay, if he didn't make a career, if he knew that somebody was on the competition making a fuss, okay, I got to have him on my show so that they're making a fuss over me or my show. Yeah.
He knew the business. He knew how to promote. There was a long controversy with Jackie Mason with Sullivan, which obviously never got resolved because Sullivan passed away. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that was a big deal.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/tvconfidential, x.com/tvconfidential, or @tvconfidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.